Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jenna, you know what I've been using that makes travel so awesome?
What?
Because now that I'm like, you know, back working and traveling, is my Away luggage. I am obsessed. Not only can I charge my phone, my kids' tablets, everything, it has like those 360 wheels where I literally can like lean on it through the long walks to the airport. And when you have the bigger carry-on, I don't even check a suitcase anymore. I fit so much into it. There's like a hard side of it to protect any valuables or anything. And by the way, the colors are pretty chic, right?
Yes. So I have one too. Agree with you about the charging. It's the best thing in the world because
yes.
We all need our batteries.
We're always
dead at the
out.
Airport. Always, without fail. So Away is amazing. They use high quality materials while offering a much lower price compared to all the other brands. So it cuts out the middleman and sells directly to us.
And there's a 100-day trial. 100 days. So you can live with it, vibe with it, travel with it, Instagram it. And if at any point you decide it's not for you, return it for a full refund.
Which is funny, but
what?
I guarantee you the day you get it, you will decide day one
you're
that
ordering
this is the best
bag.
Yes.
I give them as gifts, by the way.
You do.
I gave it to my 15-year-old cousin that comes to visit us from Arizona. So
yes.
I got her the bigger one. So I was like, now you don't have to check a bag when you come for those long weekends and spend time with us.
Amazing.
It's so cute.
Wait, talk about the free shipping. There's free shipping.
Oh, and there's free shipping.
On any Away order within the lower 48 states.
Sorry, Alaska and Hawaii. But still, that's awesome. Okay. So use our special promo code MAMA for $20 off a suitcase. Visit awaytravel.com/mama and use promo code MAMA during checkout.
So for $20 off on a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/mama and use promo code MAMA during checkout.
Happy traveling.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mama Said. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
How was your week?
Week was actually kind of rough because I went on vacation and then I came back and it was like, holy shit.
Reality.
Yeah. Like major reality. And it wasn't that fun.
Not to be a downer, but like, I feel the same. Like, I'm kind of like wash, rinse, repeat this week.
Uh-huh,
you know what I mean? Like
uh-huh.
With your kids where you're like, okay, now till first nap. Now we do this stuff till the second nap.
So robotic.
And now we pick up the kid.
Yeah.
And now we play. And then dinner, looking at my watch. Now in the bath. Now they're in the bed. Now what do? Now which reality show do I watch?
I know. Like, that's why.
Like, nothing exciting.
That's why I said to you last night, I was like, does anyone want to go out and drink? Like,
you
I got
did.
My hair done.
Poor
and
Jenna.
I didn't have anywhere to go.
She did. She got a blowout and literally like texted being like, who wants to party?
And like, and nobody
like,
wrote back to me.
Like,
everyone was like,
I'm
sorry,
girl.
I'm in bed. And I just want to go out.
Sorry. Well, I guess I'm just going to start with my mommy win and fail.
Do it.
To make this a little bit more exciting for you listeners because it sounds so boring.
Mommy win. Mommy fail.
My win this week. Jack is finally calling me mama.
Yay.
I don't know if any of you know, but Jack called me baby.
Which is, by the way, the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Everybody's name except mine. I was baby. So now I'm finally mama.
Oh.
He says it really close to my face. So he's mama. Like, he has to get, like, real in my personal space. But I love it.
He's, like, showing you that he really knows who you are.
Yeah. Okay, my fail. Whoa. Can't believe I didn't say this one sooner. But, like, I remembered it. And I was like, oh, God, I got to talk about this on the podcast. Okay, ready?
Ready.
So we went away for my cousin's wedding. And my parents were there. My brother and my sister-in-law were going to be there. And we weren't going to bring the kids. But Beau was asked to be the ring bearer, which is so cute when they ask you. But then in reality, you think back and you're like, oh, now we have to travel with the kids. So we brought Beau and Jack, and we brought my 15-year-old cousin, Quinn, who we call her Mary Poppins.
Who's like,
she's amazing.
So gorgeous, by the way.
So cute. Oh my God. So gorgeous, like amazing, to help watch Jack while we're at the wedding and with Beau another time. So Friday night rehearsal dinner, we bring Beau. Jack's asleep in the room. We come back, and Cutter and I kind of want to go out. I never get to see my brother because he lives in the East Coast, and we want to hang out with my cousins.
Right.
So we get Beau ready for bed, and we're like, okay, you're going to go to Quinn's room, and you're going to, you know, watch a little TV, and then you're going to go to bed. And he's like, okay. So I text with Quinn. She's like, great. He's asleep. No worries.
I'm scared. I'm really scared.
At 6:30 in the morning, mind you, my baby's still sleeping in our room. So Cutter and I are like, yeah, we are sleeping. I hear this knock on the door, and it's my brother with Beau.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I just found him wandering the halls of the hotel with his blanket, like Linus from, you know, Charlie Brown.
Linus.
And I'm like, what? And I'm looking, I'm like, Beau? I text Quinn. I'm like, I have Beau. Don't worry, because she's still sleeping.
Oh, God.
You guys, he undid the double lock, walked out, got in the elevator, and was just wandering all the floors.
What?
I asked him, he says, I went in the elevator 3 times looking for
us. He was like having the best time of his life.
Can you imagine, though, at 6:30 in the morning, my little 5-year-old wandering the halls of this hotel? I mean, granted, like, it was a lot of Stiglers in that hotel, so the chances of, like, somebody finding
it. Thank God your brother was up.
What? Literally, like, in the hall, my brother walked out of his room to go to breakfast and saw Beau standing there. And I was like, was he crying? No, he was fine.
No, he was just literally partying. Are you kidding me? He
guys,
was like, I'm riding up and down this elevator. Boop, boop.
Totally. It's not lost on me how lucky we are, but.
You really are.
Holy balls, right?
Wait, so did you have a talk with him about it?
Yes.
You're like, you cannot
course.
Do this.
I was like, you cannot leave a grown-up's room. You should wake up, Quinn. You can't. You're too little to walk around
Did
by
Quinn
yourself.
Feel bad? I hope
oh,
not.
My God.
Oh, my
Quinn
God.
Quinn was devastated because she just felt like it was a reflection on her. But I was like,
who knew that he would open?
Room. He could reach the double lock.
Does he leave your house? Does he open the front door?
No. And our door, when we open and close, it does like a loud beep, beep, beep. So like we know if anyone's trying to escape. But anyway, yeah, that was kind of a fail, right? Top like, that, Jenna.
Yours is way worse. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'll start with my fail, right? I should start with my fail this time.
Okay.
Okay. I actually had another one, but then this morning something happened and I was a huge raging mother bitch. Milo has been, he's actually been a little sick, so I can't really blame him, but he's like off his rocker. Like he's so cranky and so defiant. And if I'm like, the sky is blue, he's like, it's actually red. Like everything I say is the opposite. I'm like, oh my God, I'm scared of you. But I'm really trying to like keep my cool and not yell because yesterday I was a mess and I had major anxiety about something that I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But I was not in a good place, like in a good headspace, and I was taking it out on Milo, and I can't take it on a Daisy because she's like
a baby.
And so Milo is just like kind of, you know, irritating me and just doing the opposite of whatever I wanted. So I was yelling a lot yesterday. So today I was like, I'm not going to yell. I'm just going to keep my cool. And he woke up at 5:45 this morning and was like whining, like, Mom. And I walked in and he was like, I don't want you. I want Daddy. And which is fine because like he's Daddy's boy, which is fine. But like the way he said it, I was like, that's not nice, Milo. I was like, okay. And that doesn't really bother me. But then he was like, I want food. I want food. I was like, we're going to not go downstairs until 6 a.m. because, like, I refuse to go in the kitchen before 6. And he didn't listen to me. I was kind of, like, laying in his bed. He went over me, walked over me, and started – and the gate was open on the stairs, which I usually don't leave open. He started going down. I'm so scared that he's going to fall. And I said to him, I said, I'm going to cut your monkeys. I'm going to – his beloved monkeys. He has 4 of them. And I go, I'm going to cut them. I'm going to take a scissors and I'm going to cut them. And you'll never have them again. And – I was like, what am I doing? As I'm saying it, I'm like, I'm going to cut them open. And I'm
you
like,
guys, I'm a silent laugher, but I'm hysterical laughing
and,
right
and
now.
And in my head, I'm like, what the f- am I doing? Like, this is like psychotic of me. Who says cut to like a little boy?
I love this so
and,
much.
And then I was like, wait, like, I feel like I'm in a movie. Like, this is like a scene. I was like, this is disgusting. You have to stop. But I kept going because he didn't care. He goes and cut my monkeys. And I'm like, what?
I'm going to text you that randomly one day.
And I was like, I'm going to cut them and then I'm going to give them away to people who need cut monkeys.
Yes.
And he's like, just save like this stuffed animal for me right there. And I'm like, you don't care.
Oh.
He doesn't care. So I've like lost all control.
Wow, we need to get it back.
That was a really good one, though.
Help me. Anyway.
Talk about a win. Come on. We have a win. I know
okay,
we have a win.
The win is, besides this, you know, our amazing podcast that we're doing together, which I'm so happy about because it's so fun with you, by the way.
The most fun.
But besides that, my husband and I went to Cabo.
Yikes.
And we stayed at the Viceroy, which is like this, a new hotel, not a new chain, but like the new hotel in
yeah,
Cabo.
Like bathrooms are new. Bathrooms
oh my God. Everything nice. Is new. The people were so nice there. It was the best time. And you know that I had anxiety about leaving, yeah. blah, blah, blah. We did it. I literally did not want to come home. I was like, is there going to be a storm in Cabo perhaps that like we need to like stay or like maybe in LA because it was pouring. And I was like, do you think our flight's going to be canceled? Like,
I'm so proud of you.
Didn't want to go home.
You didn't want to leave. And now look at you.
No, and I missed my kids so much. Trust me, I did.
Of course.
But I had the best time. Like Neil and I were taking naps and whatever. Okay, so that was it. I'm
so proud
of you.
I think it's a really, really awesome thing.
Thanks.
And cut his f-ing monkeys, man.
Cut your monkeys.
I love this so much.
Clearly, he doesn't give a shit. Okay.
All right. Well, we have an awesome guest here today that's joining us for our Mommy Win and Fail. But before we do, let's introduce her, Jenna.
Okay. Neely Fisher, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I am just going to say a little bit about you. Our guest is the author of The Flexible Chef, and she is a wellness visionary who has over two decades of experience in the culinary and health industries. And she's an entrepreneur, a wife, a mommy of four,
wow,
which is so insane to me. I'm one of four, but like I still look up to moms and I'm like, you have four. She understands that people are really busy and you teach people how to juggle all these demands, hence the name Flexible Chef. And your book, Food You Want for the Life You Crave, comes out April 30th. And everyone, please welcome Neely Fisher.
Yay! Welcome, Neely.
Thank you.
Okay, we have so much we want to talk to you about. But first, can you just maybe give our listeners a little background of your life kind of as a mom and then maybe share a mommy win fail with us?
Sure.
Thank you.
So my kids are not as little as yours. I don't know if I could handle a one-year-old. I think I'm getting too old to have a one-year-old. But so I'm at a different stage. My youngest is six, aww, Liam. And then I have an 11-year-old daughter, a 15-year-old son, and a 17-year-old who's graduating high school this year.
Oh, what?
My gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
You look good.
Yeah, you do. I had two and I'm like, oh, it's time for Botox. Like I just feel my face like falling. So the fact that you look the way you do with that many children, your goals.
Wait a second. Whoa.
Yeah.
You look gorgeous.
Okay, so you have,
go on.
You're sorry. Gorgeous and you have four kids. Sorry, we didn't mean to cut you off.
You guys, look her up because she's so pretty.
So pretty.
Wow.
It didn't always work in my favor, by the way. Like when nobody took me seriously when I was 25, I looked 11. So
yeah.
I finally look a little bit more my age, so it's good. So what else can I tell you? We've bounced around continents. We kind of split our time between Israel, Hong Kong, and the U.S. We spend summers on a ranch in Montana, which is kind of the opposite of the crazy Hong Kong polluted New York on steroids city.
Yeah.
We're spending the year in Tel Aviv this year. So
wow.
We're getting some, you know, shakshuka and
what
and
an amazing some life Israelis? For your kids.
Why?
Well, ish, yes.
Ish?
Mazel tov.
I speak a little Hebrew. Hashem Shelly. Okay, I won't go there.
Okay.
So I'm assuming then with all of that travel and all this lifestyle, which is amazing, you probably have some wins and fails.
Oh, gosh. All right. So you put me on the spot here.
I did. And I apologize. But it's what you do.
So I've been here alone without the kids, which is so fun.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I miss them, guys. If you're listening, they're probably not listening.
Wait, actually, where are they? Sorry.
They probably will never listen. No.
No. I hope my children never listen to this when they're grown of all the shit I talk about them.
I know. Where are they?
They're in Israel.
Oh, they're in Israel. Wow.
Wow.
What an experience. Oh, my God.
Your life is Jenna's goals right now.
I'm like, wait, where can we move right now? Okay, go on.
I think my win and my fail are kind of similar stories. I've been away. So, I mean, it's a win if they actually answer my calls. They're teenagers, so they're really
busy. Right.
So my son, Liam, the six-year-old, is learning how to read and write English and Hebrew simultaneously.
Wow. That's hard.
And he got selected for Grandparent Day. Like, all the grandparents are invited to the school. And he got selected to be, like, the spokesperson narrator guy, right? Aww. And he's, like, welcoming everyone and they just say whatever. So, I mean, my fail was that I didn't go. And, like, nobody went. My husband's here with me.
Right.
So he went alone. Aww. And he was, like, that he welcomed all the other parents.
That's okay.
You're preparing him for life. It's all right.
The win is actually that he was totally fine.
Yes.
And
aww.
Like he videoed it for us and we were high-fiving him across the ocean. And aww. Really the win is actually that you're right. Like maybe we've prepared him okay, that he feels confident enough in himself
yes.
to not be like so sad. He knows that we're cheering him on. What's the difference if we're there or not there?
Totally.
He's totally fine on his own. And he welcomed all the other parents. So
I bet so many people are like there for him and he has like a little community.
Yeah,
I also feel like we put so much of like our stresses and like our anxieties on our kids and they're actually kind of
they're okay.
Like, it's all right. It's not a big deal.
Right.
Relax.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. That was really good.
It's actually a good lesson.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. All right, parents. We will be right back with Neely Fisher, the flexible chef.
So I finally tried the Genucel.
As did I.
Eye bags gone.
Mine are gone too, right?
Pretty amazing, right?
Do we look amazing?
We look so good.
At least 20 years younger.
Oh, I'm prepubescent, you guys.
And I like it.
People think it's so inappropriate when I walk around with my two children. No, but legit, my eye bags have gone. And my next thing that I'm going to try is the anti-wrinkle treatment because I do feel like wrinkles are starting to present themselves on my face.
You look great, though, so don't worry.
I love you. Well, with Genucel's natural actives and a pure antioxidant base with no parabens, no chemical scents, and no pharmaceutical preservatives, it is the clean luxury your skin deserves every day.
Order right now, and the Genucel jawline treatment is yours absolutely free just for ordering the classic Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness.
And by the way, if the jawline's not your issue, give it to your mom or give yes. it to an older lady in your life. What a great Mother's Day gift.
Amazing. So you could text MAMA to 77453 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
With Chamonix's 100% money-back guarantee, you only have the bags, wrinkles, and the double chin to lose.
So order now while 3-day shipping is still free, you guys.
Text MAMA to 77453 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Welcome back. Neely, you have, I feel, a lot to offer us. But one thing I know you talk about that I think could really be helpful for a lot of us and a lot of us listening is you say how striving for balance isn't the answer. And I really love that. Can you talk about that a little bit with us?
Yeah, I always thought it was about balance. And in my more perfectionist days, I always tried to keep all the parts in order, all juggled perfectly.
Right.
So that it would all be this great middle all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Everything would just be in its place. And balance is like a seesaw, right? You've got to like make sure that work-life balance, right? Like I've hired so many millennials over the years and they're like, well, you know, I like to leave at 5 so that I can have this work-life balance and that I can get to this. Like they want this like perfect little package,
yes.
which doesn't exist. Like right. if you want to be successful, you kind of have to stay past 6 p.m. sometimes.
100%. Right? It's a 24/7.
And as moms, obviously, you know that sometimes you're up at 5 doing your stuff before the kids wake up or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
Is that balanced? Like probably not. You probably needed more sleep, but that's the reality.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I prefer to think about it like what we're constantly doing is counterbalancing. In the end, you're arriving at the same place, which is we all just want to feel amazing and be as close to our middle as possible where we are healthy and we feel good and we're successful and we're good parents and we're all those things that we want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
But the way to do that is actually just to counter whatever you've imbalanced yourself with. So, for example, if you ate too much the day before, like you don't always have to portion. Like, okay, eat too much, but then just – the next day.
Scale it back a little bit.
Exactly. Like, but not like in 2 years when you've gained 17 pounds.
No, right.
Like tomorrow.
Yeah. Right.
Just,
yeah.
Just flip it right back to your middle. And that might mean like having a green juice for breakfast and skipping solids till 11 a.m. because that's how your body
yeah,
will feel
right.
better.
That's kind of how I live my life, I feel like, with food. But I really love what you're saying to think about because it's true. I think we always feel like we're failing at one part of our life. And I think instead of looking at it that way and looking at it in like the counterbalance way and being like, okay, yesterday I wasn't really with my kids a lot because I was really focusing on my work and I did all I have to do. And now today I can really show up at all the activities and the baby classes and really be there for them. I mean, I think that idea is what a lot of moms need to hear because we feel a lot of pressure all the time.
Right. For every day to be the same. Like you were saying, every day is the same thing. And like you always have to be perfect every day.
Yeah.
And you're never going to have a perfect day.
No.
Like my day was so shitty yesterday. So today I'm going to make it, you know, a little bit better by just.
Well, you're here.
I'm here.
That makes it a little different and better.
Yeah. But I know what you're saying.
So when I'm away, like this week I'm away and I'm working all the time and I'm obviously like, you know, I maybe spend 3 minutes on the phone with them each a day.
Yeah.
Next week, like pick up, drop off three times a day, full time.
Yeah.
Meals, like I'll work less next week. Sorry, everyone. I mean, sorry, team. I'm going to work less.
That's,
next.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah, that's
it's
reality.
Just the reality.
Yeah.
So, you know, even if you like take a day off and go to the spa or go get a massage.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad about it. Just say, tomorrow I'm going to, I don't know, tomorrow I'll pick them up and spend extra time with them.
Well, because as a person, you're important too. And I think that we kind of like can check off our list of all the things we need to do for everybody else. But it's very hard to be like, I know self-care is like a real big topic in the universe right now, but it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, even sometimes you have to wake up early to get stuff done before your kids wake up. Even if I have to get up at 5 to blow my hair out and put a little
makeup on. Do you do that?
On,
that's my – I never do that and I need to start.
It's
waking up at 5 to blow dry?
Just doing something.
On the day that I want to look a little bit more presentable,
yeah.
I mean, it's annoying when my alarm goes off, but then I'm kind of happy. Like, I don't know. It just changes my mood when I have a little bit of mascara on and I'm not wearing – like sweats that
no,
day.
No, 100%
you know
agree.
Like I put in a little more effort for me.
I just feel like I'm always so tired. My goal is to always wake up before my kids, which, by the way, like could be 5:30, could be 6:15. I never know. But my goal is always to wake up earlier to get stuff done, and I never do.
Well, because sleep is important too.
Yeah.
I mean, don't
it's hard.
Yourself
no,
that.
I know. But it's important. You get a lot of stuff done.
Yeah, but I really love everything you're saying about that. So obviously you're a chef. And we're talking about food. I think a big part of what intimidates people, not just with time, but with cooking for their families is because we feel like it's not going to be perfect. Like, Jenna, I know you struggle with like the quality of the food that you're giving your kids.
Big time.
And I know you talk about ditching perfection in the kitchen. And I feel like that's what intimidates all of us. Can you maybe help us?
Like, give us an example of what you do. That, yeah.
On, please.
I need to go home and cook.
What part do you feel like needs to be perfect?
Well, I think that we all feel pressure to like be giving our kids the healthiest foods at every meal. And then if you feel like you don't have the time to really put in the effort to make it organic and gluten and dairy and sugar free and this and that. And obviously social media just plays into everything for everyone of just the pressure of seeing moms have the time to do this and that you don't. You just kind of like throw your hands up the same way you would do for anything else. Be like, well, that's just not me and I'm not going to do it. And I think that there are times you can find to do it, right?
Yeah. So I think you're right that people – it's an either or thing, right? It's either like I'm going to make all my baby food from scratch and there's going to be no sugar in our kitchen – or you're like, whatever, okay, back, you know, burgers and fries for dinner, let's order in whatever, because you just feel like you can't get it right or you don't know how or something like that, right?
It's frustrating.
I mean, the first thing is I used to be more like the first one, like in my more perfectionist days, I was really strict on what the kids ate and like no sugar at home, no processed crap anywhere.
Everything organic.
And I realized actually that to raise healthy kids, I needed to have a candy drawer at home. I needed them to be able to get it at home so that they didn't go sneak it somewhere else, first of all. So I ditched the perfection for starters by like having some stuff available on condition. So like, first of all, it's not on the shelf that the 6-year-old can reach it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's out of the way. My 17-year-old knows how to get it all the time. I do still hide stuff that I don't want to eat. So I have some of that stuff at home. But most of the time, the fridge is stocked with just fresh, easy stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like cut up vegetables. I make salad dressings at the beginning of the week or dips and stuff like that, sauces that are super easy, soups and all that kind of stuff. So the kids can just reach in and grab something easy. It doesn't have to be complicated. It shouldn't be complicated, in fact. Making sure that whatever you're stocking your fridge with, your kids actually like. And being okay with that not every meal is going to be perfect. Like, listen, there are mornings. I'm a big make breakfast for my kids fan because I really like them to leave the house in the morning with some protein. Otherwise, they'll literally just grab waffles every morning by themselves. So I do make that effort to make breakfast. But you know what? If I'm running out the door every once in a while, cereal is not going to kill anyone. And
day of my life. Actually, my mom raised us very healthy, actually. But I mean, still.
Right, I know. We all grew up on cereal. We're fine. So it doesn't mean that, like, you shouldn't try to make some healthy things. But, like, it's not the end of the world if you don't.
Okay, so Jamie, you know it's a struggle for me to get to the gym.
Yes.
I don't necessarily love it. I don't necessarily have time ever. So I discovered OpenFit. It is amazing. OpenFit brings you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a sweat session.
You can do it from your home, which all your mamas say. Like, you have a hard time finding time to leave the house, but to work out. So now while the baby naps or your kid's doing a project.
Yeah, you just let the workout come to you.
10 minutes.
Exactly. So OpenFit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room, or my bedroom, actually, in as little as 10 minutes a day, which is so key. 10 minutes, you guys.
You guys, sometimes that's all it takes. And they have amazing trainers and classes. You can sculpt your body with Andrea Rogers. I don't know if you guys know, she has that worldwide sensation Extend Bar, or getting crazy good shape with Hunter McIntyre, named by Sports Illustrated as one of the top 50 fittest athletes. Sexy.
Yep. And honestly, forget all the complexity and stress around getting fit. You literally just press play and you work out around your schedule.
And by the way, they also have like recipes, articles. They have tons of information for you guys. I'm one that always works out from my home. It's easier for me. I'm committed to it. Set your alarm. Ladies, it's very possible.
The best thing is you could lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days.
Oh, my.
You can flatten your abs, shape your body, do all that snazzy stuff. And I need it. I need it right now. I got to lose that 5 pounds. So OpenFit has changed the way I work out. And with my code MAMA, you can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use my code MAMA and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life.
Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text MAMA to 303030. That's 303030.
Yep, you'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text MAMA to 303030.
Standard message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Divorce sucks, but it doesn't have to. Join celebrity divorce lawyer Laura Wasser on Divorce Sucks as she shares her expertise and chats with A-list guests like Joshua David Stein, Kate Hudson, and Anna Faris.
My plan B, instead of becoming a great novelist, is porn voiceover.
Porn voice, yeah. I like it.
Download new episodes of Divorce Sucks with Laura Wasser every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
So, Jay, you were talking about like spring break and like feeling like you didn't have anything planned.
Bored AF.
But sometimes you don't want to leave your home, which, by the way, I don't always.
Right.
So KiwiCo to the rescue.
It's the best thing
ever.
Isn't
it so cute?
It's so amazing. It's incredible. Their projects are specifically designed to encourage confidence and creativity. And really, their goal is through play. And kids get enriching learning experiences that carry over into everything they do.
And they focus on that STEAM thing that you hear all the time, the science. Technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. And they have 7 lines underneath their umbrella for all kids from 0 to 16. So it's for any of you mamas out there.
It's a big range.
That's amazing. So KiwiCo crates come with everything you need for your project. You literally just choose your line of crates and get them shipped monthly right to your door. And you can also cancel or pause your plan at any time you choose.
And Bo looks so forward to them because we have this thing where we like recycle all the boxes from our deliveries and try and make projects. So like now that one comes with all the materials and we're not having to like scrounging through our house to find things.
Yes.
It's awesome. So change the way your kid plays with KiwiCo. Visit KiwiCo.com/mama to get your first crate free. That's KiwiCo.com/mama for your first crate free. KiwiCo.com/mama.
And now back to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Do you do meal prep? Like, do you, you were saying, like, you love mm-hmm. making a salad dressing in the beginning of the week. Is that, mm-hmm. like, do you have your go-tos that you love doing?
Yeah. So I have about 2 or 3 salad dressings mm-hmm. in the fridge every week, either a pesto or, like, a honey mustard dressing or a tahini, which is my new favorite dressing that can be used as a dip and a dressing and a snack and a condiment and everything else. What else do I make at the beginning of the week? Lots of, like I make these fried onions in the dehydrator that do you guys have a dehydrator?
No.
It's actually a great mom tool because you could leave it and forget it and it's like ready the next day and burn it.
I love set it and forget it things.
There you go.
I just made bolognese last night.
Hey,
it was
girl.
So good. I set it and forget it in my slow cooker.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
That's like all I do, slow cook.
I will say something you said about like cutting the fruit and veggies up so that they're easy to grab. That's been really helpful for me, especially with my 5-year-old, in that when he's asking me for a snack and I know he just had goldfish and then it was somebody's birthday at school and they had donuts and I just want him to have something a little healthier, grabbing the cucumbers and some ranch dressing and some carrots that are already there prepared, because when it's not there and you have to wash and peel and cut, that's not what you're going to grab.
You lose their interest.
Exactly.
So fast.
So I have it there so fast. It's on the plate. You know, it's much easier. It's worth the Sunday night, you know, 30 minutes that it takes to do that, because then I feel a little bit better about myself and what I'm giving mm-hmm. my son.
You can also make stuff and freeze it. So like I make healthy muffins, gluten-free carrot muffins with shredded zucchini and carrots and stuff. Put them into like mini bite sizes depending on how big your kids are and how hungry they are. And I put them in Ziploc bags in the freezer, label the date. And that's such an easy thing to pull out and have after
school. You know what's crazy? I know this sounds weird, but like I want to prepare things and then put them in the freezer, but like I don't know how to like warm them back up. I don't know how to like make things and then warm them back up. I know that sounds really
amateur,
but I am not a
yet.
Cook. I can make really random basic things, but I just like – I don't understand. People who are really good cooks, they understand. Like they're like, oh, this should be set on this because X, Y, Z, and I don't have that mindset.
Right.
I don't know what temperature things should be on and why they should be roasted or why they should be baked. It really gives me high anxiety.
Do you have cookbooks?
Sure. And I can,
follow directions.
I can follow directions really well, but I don't want to. I want to be that person that whips something up.
Well, we need to sign up for cooking class or something.
I know.
So for the muffins and the freezing thing, best way is just to take it out and let it thaw at room temperature and then you just eat it like that. You can also reheat it in the oven on the low oven, wrap it so it doesn't burn and take it out when it's heated through.
I mean, do need a basic cooking class. You're like, you can follow instructions.
Yeah, no, but I mean it like – I meant like I have confidence
in you.
Me, I didn't mean it like as a jab.
No, it's true. No, I didn't take it like
that
at all. I love you. No, it's true, but I need like a basic cooking class. I feel like it would help me and so many other mothers.
To give basics. You confidence in the kitchen. I think that that's a big thing. Would you not say, Neely? Like, So I was never a healthy eater, ever, ever, ever. I mean, I grew up on a frosted Pop-Tart before school and like a peanut butter and jelly for lunch. And I'm talking like even when I was in high school, it was bad. And then when I had my son, when I was 32 years old, I was so conscious about what I was giving him that I found myself making better choices, A, because I wanted to be an example, but B, I kind of wanted to like taste what I was like, what's this broccoli all about? I'm going to try it. And
didn't you say like you didn't taste a vegetable until
like my late 20s? Terrible,
God,
terrible, terrible.
So amazing.
Because I assumed I just didn't like it and it was never forced on me as a kid. And so I think that I'm trying to do the opposite with my children. And so I started doing like delivery food, like that comes with the recipe and the food already like portioned out and whatnot. And that's what gave me the confidence in the kitchen,
that I have now.
Really?
Yes. Was having literally a piece of paper with pictures and the portioned out food already chopped and made. And all of a sudden I was like, I made gnocchi and I made salmon. Like, I didn't think I would be able to do this. And that really gave me the confidence.
Neil has been begging me to do one of those delivery services. Yeah. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. But I will also look in your cookbook too.
Well, as just about to say,
but now we have her cookbook.
Yeah, I know.
So when I wrote the book, I wanted it to be almost like a Bible that you could reference and be successful. And I totally agree with what you said about confidence, because the ability to experiment and fail actually requires confidence, because it requires you to be able to say, "Hey, didn't work out. Okay, I'll rebake it. I gotta bake the muffins for 3 less minutes," and boom. So you do have to experiment. But what I do in the book is every recipe has what I call a success strategy. So at the bottom of the recipe, it says "nail this." And I basically tell you what the most important components of that recipe for it to be successful. So, you know, you could read the instructions. It's a regular recipe. But so I highlight the things that are most important. And that's the part that gives you the confidence. You go, okay, great. That's how I'm going to make it successful. But then I also have what I call flip it, right? These flexible flips. And it gives you options. What if you don't have an ingredient? What if you don't want to make that?
That's
what
amazing.
What if I have a chicken? I have an island chicken adobo recipe. Like, what if you love that whole concept with the slow cooking with soy sauce and coconut milk and all these yummy flavors, but like, you don't eat chicken? I give you options. You can make it with tofu, you can make it with beef, you can make it with fish.
That is so important.
Really, this is awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
So you could actually like adapt a recipe and make one meal for dinner, and let's say your kid doesn't like one component, you can flip that. Or Right. Yeah.
So you're just helpful. Being super flexible.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Is there anything else you want to tell us we can find in your book, even though I know we're going to go buy it? And we're going to do – I think we're doing –
we should cook together one night.
Yes.
That would
be fun.
We'll
put it on Facebook for you guys.
We could all cook together.
We love that. That would be fun. We'll make you come back out to LA.
Can we do that coconut soy situation?
Can we fly to Israel, do a little Mama Said trip?
I want to go back so badly.
Me too.
Oh, my gosh. I've been one world. How many times have you been?
I've been twice.
Lucky. Wow. I love it so much.
Neely, I feel like not only do you have so many lessons for us about cooking, but I feel like we need you back, because you're like,
can you just come to our kitchen?
You've got a lot of good life lessons for us here.
But even besides the amazing cookbook, I mean, just, the fact that you are such a strong mom, such a career-oriented mom, and your 4 beautiful kids are in Israel, and you're killing the mommy game here in Los Angeles.
We need
right
you
now.
Back to travel with kids, too. That's a big one.
What?
Travel with kids.
Oh, we'll travel with kids.
We'll hit you up for that,
okay,
too.
Thank you all for the compliments. Can I just say, I also yell at them. I am a bitch sometimes.
Thank you. I mean, thank you. Yes.
And I get angry. I get anxious. I get sad. I fight with my husband. I mean, thank
so you,
you
mean
very
you're
much.
You're not perfect?
Like, anyone you look at, like, seriously, I have fat days.
Yeah.
I get bloated.
I know.
I didn't work out this morning properly. Like, I'm a little hungover. Whatever.
Yes.
Thank you so much for saying that, because that's why we're doing this podcast, because we can look at these other moms for advice and things and just assume in our heads that they're perfect. And we're here to demystify that.
And actually, the struggle is what makes the success even better. Because, right, like, you have a bad day, then you can say, wait, I can't behave that way.
Right.
I know from experience that I can't behave that way. That's because that's damaging to my relationships. Okay, let me learn how to be better, right?
Yes, yeah. Neely.
You're
amazing. Love you. You're so awesome. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to be right back with our shitty mommies of the week. Time to talk about Scentbird again, ladies, because Jenna and I love it so much. I love my travel size perfume.
I love.
It's in my little, like, little velvet case.
Yes. And I love everything about perfume because I always smell yucky from the kids.
Obviously. And I've told you before, Cutter loves his cologne. So the fact that I can, instead of having like 100 like really big bottles taking up our bathroom counter, right?
Why we am have I mommy losing brain. Words? Yeah.
He has all these little bottles now and they look so chic and so nice. Again, my scent is Juliet Has a Gun, if anyone wants to try.
Ooh, I'm going to try that. But if you guys don't know what Scentbird is, let's talk about it. It's a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. And it's a way for you to discover new perfumes and colognes without buying
buying literally an entire bottle because if you don't like it, you're screwed.
Yes. And they have 450 designer brands. So you find ones that you like and then you can choose to invest in a bigger size or not and just keep changing it up all the time.
Yeah. And these are not small brands. They're like Prada, Tom Ford, Versace, Dolce & Gabbana, Cartier, and the list goes on and on.
Choose the perfume you want to try and they will send you a 30-day supply. That's about 120 sprays. So enough to apply more than 4 times daily for a month, which is, wow, covers up a lot.
Yeah. And you guys, it's amazing and easy. You could sort and find your new fragrance by brand, style, occasion, season, and so much more.
And with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance.
So go to scentbird.com/mamasaid and use my code MAMASAID for 50% off your first month.
Again, that's scentbird.com/mamasaid for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50.
Sign on. Smell amazing.
Welcome back. It's time for Shitty Mommy with our new co-host, Neely. We're going to make her Mama Said member.
Shoot. What are we doing here?
because we just love her and she's just preaching to her ultimate choir over here. We love her.
Number okay. Her two fans.
So, Neely, now we're going to put you on the spot. We hope you come back after this. one of our favorite segments is something called Shitty Mommy.
Shitty Mommy!
It's a place for mommies to confess their deepest, darkest sins, where we feel like we're alone, that we can be embarrassed, but we realize that you're not. And one of the best things I think about our Facebook page is that all these moms are just putting all their shitty mommies out there and just getting tons of support. Me too. I've did that. I've thought that. And so this is the platform to do that if you have one. What makes you a shitty mommy, Neely?
Oh, gosh.
We're all really shitty sometimes.
Just one.
Just one.
Whatever you have time for.
You know you're going to, like, think of the best one right when you walk out the door.
Of course I will. We'll, like, post it on our Instagram or something.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, like, I think I'm – oh, God. You guys are killing me. Can we sing a song while
I
think?
Yeah, sure. In the meantime, while Neely thinks, I'm going to let you guys know that I am going to personally – buy 3 of Neely's books, and we're going to do a giveaway on our Facebook. So Woo-hoo! Keep the shitty mommies coming because Jenna and I love to read them, and we're going to send you a book.
We literally talk about it all night long. Yeah. We read them together.
We do. We're kind of nerds about it. Yeah. Sorry if we overpost on it.
Okay.
You got one?
I have one.
Okay, we've got one.
I think I make my daughter feel self-conscious sometimes or like unworthy. I'm going to get all emotional.
Oh, it's okay. We're here for you. I'll get emotional with you too. I love to cry.
Because, and I hope my mom's not listening. She probably isn't either. No. We should probably not send her this episode.
No, we won't tell her about it.
You know, she always made me feel self-conscious. I was like a little bit of a chubby kid growing up and I always thought like I was fat and I needed to be better. And like, despite knowing that I shouldn't do that because like it's terrible – I don't do it outwardly, but I think she feels like she needs to like be perfect.
Yeah.
Even though it's like totally not what I preach, but it's funny how like the thing that you are ingrained with from a kid. And actually now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm going to make a real effort to shift that because even though she's like this gorgeous, wonderful, confident woman, but like I want her to never ever think that she has to like look a certain way or be a certain way or, you know what I mean?
Yes, we all do it. You know what's funny? I had like an aha moment the other day exactly on this thing with my son where my mom used to always do this thing where I would come home from an audition or anything and be like, what did they say? Did they love you? Did they love what you did? Mm. And it just made me feel like if I wasn't perfect, it wasn't right or it wasn't good. And I found myself starting to say that to my son, like, what did they say? Did they love what you did or did they love your picture? And I caught myself and I was like, whoa, I can't talk to him like that because I don't want him to start feeling like if no one said anything, it wasn't okay and that he failed. And so I think what you're saying is beautiful and I think rings true for so many things as parents. We can't help, but like you said, what was ingrained and what we were taught. It's only natural to feel like to pass it on.
And sometimes you don't think about it. Like you – if it's in your psyche, if you feel it inside, right? And oftentimes what we say to other people is actually what we really feel about ourselves.
Of course.
Deep down, though we try to create stories around it. Interesting.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that because I'm sure that a lot of people can relate
to that. It's a whole other episode. And you can come back for that.
Yes. And we have – a shitty mommy member that shared with us. So I'm going to share from Jen, from our Mama Said crew. She said, I packed my first grader's lunch for a trip she had that day. Mind you, I never pack lunches. At the end of the day, when I picked her up, she told me what she ate and what she didn't finish and that the lunch bag was in her book bag. Well, that day, I completely forgot to take it out. So the next day, she went to school thinking I packed her another lunch. She came home so mad at me because she was so embarrassed when she opened at lunchtime, a half-eaten sandwich, applesauce all over, cookie crumbs everywhere. I don't even want to know what the lunch aide thought of me. Oh, it's sorry, okay. Jen. It's okay.
You're not a shitty
I don't even
mommy.
Make my kid lunch. I have this Neither thing do called I, thank Organic God. Kids LA, and they deliver it. How bougie is that?
Amazing.
But it's not expensive. Otherwise, I wouldn't do
it's
it.
It's worth it.
It's so worth it. But
my kid's school makes the lunch, and thank God.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God.
One thing off the table. Yeah. Well, Neely, I'm blown away. Thank
me
you
too.
So much
Thank
for
you guys so much.
Spending your time and your trip away from your kids and being with us. And congrats on the book. We're both going to buy it. You guys have to buy it and check it out.
And I Remember? Promise I'm going to read the instructions.
Yes, I'm going to go to Jenna's house.
I call it instructions.
I make it very easy. I also wanted it to be easy to navigate and simple.
Yeah.
Like you're in the kitchen, you've got a kid tugging at the – pulling your pants yes. down, whatever it is.
Yes.
And you're like, where was that? So –
Okay,
it's clear.
Great.
It's easy to read. Like it's accessible.
Amazing. Yes,
thank
from
you.
A mom. This cookbook is from a mom, and we are going to post on our Facebook page. Jen and I are going to do a recipe from Neely's book. So you're going to watch us with our kids.
We're doing not that coconut one, help. Coconut soy chicken thing.
Great, and we're not going to have anyone helping. So we're going to video hands free with our kids
yes.
all over the place. You're going to watch
done.
It, and it's going to be able to be done. And we're going to give you the confidence as well. Neely, we love you. Jenna, I love you. Thank
I love you
guys
too.
So much again. And we will leave you with Mama Said, sweetheart. Sometimes mommy's alone time is for your safety. Happy day, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna. New episodes are available weekly at podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
The sponsors for this episode of Mama Said are
Away. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/mama and use promo code MAMA at checkout.
Genucel. The Genucel jawline treatment is yours for free when you order the classic Genucel plant stem cell therapy. Go to genucel.com or text MAMA to 77453 to order now.
KiwiCo. Visit kiwico.com/mama and get your first crate free.
OpenFit. For a special free 30-day trial, text MAMA to 303030.
Scentbird. Go to scentbird.com/mamasaid and use code MAMASAID for 50% off your first month.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer, that's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.